Hey guys, welcome back to the Online Success Cast. I'm Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com, and I'm here with another one of my awesome friends. And we have been just giggling before I hit the record button, and things have been said. So I've obviously known this person for a long time, many years now. Well, several years. And the guest that I have with me today is David Perdue from NAMS, mynams.com. And we're going to be talking today about all kinds of things about his road to success. And I have a feeling there may be a little bit of laughter along the way.
Probably not.
So instead of introducing David myself, I would like him to do it for me because he is an awesome business consultant. He's got all kinds of experience, and I want to make sure we get it all out there for you so you can be suitably impressed.
Oh, my. You're leaving it to me to suitably impress people. That's pretty amazing. Okay. So let's see. I was born in a log cabin. No, not really. I live in a log cabin, though.
Don't have to start that far back, David.
Okay, good.
That's a long time ago.
Good. So I'm an old man, and I've had about three careers, and the first, well, actually more than that, but three important ones. And the first one was 20 years in the newspaper business, which I really enjoyed that time in the newspaper business. I went from owning my own weekly newspaper right out of college to working on a metro newspaper and being one of the guys at the beginning of the USA Today days for Gannett organization. That was a lot of fun. I left the newspaper business when I started my own business, which was a stock photography agency. And I had that for about 6 years, and I sold it to a company in England in 1995, I think. Yeah, something like that. No. And then 1999, I guess it was. So anyway, I started a consulting business after that and did business consulting and specialized in telecom and e-commerce for about 20 years. And I worked for some huge companies. I was the guy who did the acquisition and merger stuff for Bell South, which became Singular, which became AT&T Wireless, which became AT&T. So I was doing a lot of back-end consulting for all of those big deals, and I enjoyed that for a long time and got pretty good at that. And then in 2004, 2003, I took a year off and built this house that I'm in, this log house out in the middle of the woods. And then while I was doing that, I thought, you know, what's next for me? As I'm hammering and toting logs and doing all that, I was thinking the whole time, what is next for me? And I bought Corey Rudel's internet marketing course, whatever the name of that was back then. And that was really the first thing that I ever purchased as an online product. And I thought, you know, I could do this. My journalism skills, my photography skills, my editing skills, my consulting skills all could come together and help me. And my entrepreneurial bent could all come together to help me become an online business person. From that moment forward, that was my goal. And I achieved that goal full time about 5 years ago when I started doing the NAMS workshops. And the NAMS workshop has just grown into one of the biggest and best training workshops available today. And
I concur.
Yeah, thank you. And you are an instructor there and have been since NAMS 2. And and then we created the MyNAMS membership site for to support that, and that has grown and taken off. And it's just, I think, one of the biggest and best values on the internet today because of all of the tools. We finally narrowed that down, by the way, to three things, the NAMS, MyNAMS membership site. And actually, the entire NAMS process is narrowed down to three things. It's team, training, tools. So those three things are really what we focus on, and everything we do fall into one of those three categories, team, training, tools. And that's what I do today.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you, David.
You bet.
I've got a couple thoughts on what you said, and the first thing I want to do is tell everybody where they can sign up for your weekly live training.
Sure.
And if you guys go to uncoveringexperts.com/David, you can sign up and get access to weekly training on webinars And the webinars are on all kinds of areas of business, and they range from beginning to advanced stuff. So you definitely want to go there and sign up. It's uncoveringexperts.com/David. Now that you know and are suitably impressed. Now that you know David and are suitably impressed by him. Yes.
So can I say one thing about that too?
Of course.
One of the things that the people who attend regularly love about those, first off, they're free to the public for the first week of replay, and then they go in the vault for the membership, and the membership can view any of them that we've done. We're up to about 85 of those now, and the membership can view all of them. But what they love about those is that we cover, like you said, from beginning to end, but we don't just focus on marketing, and we don't just focus on product creation. We get people in who are like attorneys and people who deal with real business issues that you don't really get elsewhere. So we had one 2 weeks ago that was an attorney. This week we got one coming up from a guy who is a millionaire, former NFL football player who is has 39 Domino's franchises, and he's going to talk about action taking at 36 years old, what he's done to be able to become one of the biggest franchisers in the business. So
that's amazing. And that's one of the things that I love most about NAMS is that, you know, it's a business. It's business and success training, yep, as well as internet marketing. It's not just here's how you create a link in WordPress, but you cover all that too.
We do.
I mean, you have that part of it, but you go beyond that because I see so many people that set up a blog or start an online business and they don't treat it like a business and they don't know anything about business because they've never been taught. So how are you supposed to know this stuff if you've never been taught? So I always refer people to head over there and sign up for that weekly training because it is fabulous. And of course, going to the live event, you get access, you get basically immersed in business for 3 full days and, you know, like learning a language. Immersion is the best way to do it. You throw yourself in all day and night for 3 days. You come out, and it's a life-changing experience. And I don't say that lightly, but I will not miss a NAMS. If you have it on my anniversary, I'll be there. And my husband will understand because he knows how important it is to me.
Well, you actually told me a date when you couldn't make it, and I changed it one time, and it was because of school.
That's right.
So, you know, you have That's a lot of pull. Right.
Yeah, that was right. It was my son's first day of high school, and I was like, David, please. Well, see, guys, that's one of the benefits of being a top affiliate for someone.
Yep.
You get to you get some input on things.
That's right. Money talks.
Money talks. And I've been one of David's top affiliates for a while.
Yep. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I would like to continue that because NAMS is a fabulous organization. You know that I love what you're doing there.
Thanks.
So, guys, I'm going to give you that link one more time right away so you can head over and get that weekly live training. It's uncoveringexperts.com/David. And that's free. Yeah, free weekly live training. And once you sign up, you'll get notification of all of the upcoming webinars, and so you can attend those. And David is now offering replays for a limited time of some of them, maybe all of them. We're not sure yet.
No.
You're still testing to see how it works?
We are, yeah, yeah. Just testing.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, as of today, you can get access to replays of the training, but that's not guaranteed. So go sign up. Make sure you're on the live call.
That's right.
Okay, there's a couple things you said that were curious to me. How do you have a stock photo agency before the internet? I mean, I know that there's ways to do it. Did you just have, like, magazines?
No. The reason – and this is a really good story because it talks – the thing that I believe completely is that life is – you know, there's a Zen saying that when you step in the stream, you never step in the same place.
Right.
Right? Because the stream's always moving. And that's business. And business is always moving. So when I started my stock photo agency – and let me get the dates right on this. It was 1989 when I started the stock photo agency.
That's definitely before the internet.
Before the internet. And I sold it in 95, which is when the internet is kind of coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I sold it in 95 was because during that six-year period, we went from having 300,000 slides in filing cabinets representing 150 photographers to companies in the West Coast who were putting their images on CDs and selling the CDs.
Oh.
And during that period, the price dropped on pictures. I was getting $267 per picture. By the way, I love data. $267 per picture per rental. Because I was licensing images, right? And that was the price that I was getting. And I did a lot of textbooks, a lot of magazines, a lot of newspapers all over the world. And all we would do is they would call us and say, we need some pictures on tonight. I'd say, sure, we'll have them to you tomorrow. FedEx was our friend. So we put pictures in the package, send them a contract, FedEx, they'd send us checks, everything would be good. But you had to track all that inventory and do all that stuff. So these guys who were selling these pictures on CDs out of the West Coast, we looked at that and said, holy crap, this is a sea change in the industry, right? And so I decided, I looked at what it was going to cost to compete in that industry and in a digital way. And the first, my first endeavor at looking at that was taking all of those pictures digital and putting them on database. That was going to cost about $300,000 to do that.
Pocket change.
And so I thought, okay, I can do that. The next year, I can't do that. The next year I called those people back, or they called me and said, listen, the price has dropped. And I said, okay, well, what's it going to be now? And he said, about 25 grand. And that scared me even more, because I thought, if in 1 year it can go from 300,000 to 25 grand to make this happen, prices on pictures are going to drop like a rock. And that's exactly what's happened since 1995. I buy stock images, you buy stock images, everybody buys stock images for less than $2 a piece. The same things I was getting $267 per image for.
Wow.
So that's when I sold it. I decided right then to sell it. I sold it to a company in England who wanted to take all their stuff and become a digital player, and they ended up going bankrupt because they didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, and back then, even just to buy a domain name,
$70.
$70 for a domain name.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Instead of 7 or 10 like it is now.
Yep.
I think it's like 7 for me because I have so many.
Yep.
Do you have your own rep at GoDaddy, too? Do you?
I'm a reseller, so I have that.
Yeah, that works, too.
I'm trying to cut down on domains.
Me, too.
I have an addiction.
It also seems to be a trend now, too. I mean, it used to be niche sites, and now, you know, everyone's moving towards authority sites and communities. So, you know, back when I used to have 100 websites, that was a thing to do that we were being taught. But now, you know, I've gotten that way down, and I'm focusing and narrowing in.
Yep.
Okay. Great. That was a wonderful introduction, and I, like I said, am suitably impressed, as always. And you guys listening, this David is, he calls himself the chief architect of NAMS. And to give you an idea, this is how his brain works. I mean, he thinks of a problem and then overcomplicates it.
I think of a problem and make it as bad as possible.
Yeah. And David and I have done some chit-chatting and brainstorming in the past, and he would send me these flow charts that were 17 pages. And I'm like, my friend. But it's funny because we all tend to do that in our own businesses. But when you're looking at other people's stuff, you don't do that as much. I mean, you're able to simplify things down and, you know, give a simple solution for people when you're actually teaching.
Yep.
It's just when you're looking at your own business, which is the same thing I do, too. And then an outsider can come in and go, oh, yeah, you know, not these 500 things here, but this one.
Well, you know, I think for me that that's partly overcompensation, because for many, 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 many years, I was a person who would have an idea and I would say, oh, here's the idea, and the results would be this. And so it's like A to Z, right? And I would skip all that stuff in between to make those results happen. And I teach something now called the 6 steps to implementing big ideas. And there are 6 steps in that process. If you jump, which is what I used to do, if you jump from step 1 to step 4 without doing step 2 and 3, it is massive failure. Because you have invested huge amounts of money and not figured out what the market or the problem or the solution really is. And so now when I do those little flowcharts, they make a lot of sense to me because I'm creating these task lists because I really want to understand what it's going to take now to get from A to Z. That's the point. But I don't need to show that to anybody else because it's dirty laundry.
So massive failure, huh? Yeah. Not just if you don't follow these six steps, you're not going to be as successful, but it's just
it's massive failure. Yeah, just think of it. If you have an idea today and you invest $20,000 in the solution, but you don't know if anybody wants your solution, what is that?
That is a massive failure.
Exactly.
That's a big problem.
That's a huge problem. And it may not have even been a problem that people knew they had. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the other hand, one of my favorite examples, and I look at the physical world, when I'm walking around, I just look at these things and try to see what's going on there. I was traveling as a consultant for many years, and I would stay in a lot of hotels. And all of a sudden, I noticed that the shower curtain rods were curved.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, who figured out that was a problem? Who figured out that you were feeling cramped in the shower? And if you curved the shower curtain rod, that was a solution to a problem we didn't know we had. And I love those kind of mental games because they're out there everywhere. And somebody got rich creating a shower curtain that has a bend in it.
Right. Basically taking a shower rod and bending it.
That's it.
Excuse me. Yep.
I guess shower curtains always have bends in them.
I wasn't going to say it.
You're too nice.
All right, David. So, you know, we talked about you created NAMS and that it consists of team, tools, and training. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to create NAMS?
So that was a problem that I identified for myself. And this is where all the things come from, is I try to figure out how to build something that I would use that really helps me. And at that time, this was 5 years ago, I guess. So that would have been like 2 years before that, maybe 18 months. I went to one of these pitch fests where there's 1,000 people in Atlanta, and there's 9 speakers, and it's a one-day event, and a lot of big-name marketers were there who I had only known of. And I watched these guys present from the stage, and I watched one woman. I mean, there were many people who did this, but there was this one woman who ran to the back of the stage and spent $7,500 that day on these guys' products because she was so convinced that she had to own their products. And I was appalled at this. I thought, you know, they're taking their money and then they go away and there's no follow through, no backup, no training. There's no relationship. There's no team. There's, you know, in my consulting world, it was always about you find the problem, you understand the problem, then you give a solution, and then you help people get through the solution. And I decided when I started NAMS that we were about training and relationship, not sales. That did come later. We have to do sales or you don't exist. But the real focus was about training and relationship. And so when I presented that to the first 6 instructors at NAMS 1, they loved the idea. And we were going to have about 30 people in Atlanta, and 65 showed up. And then the next one was 118, and we decided to go to 3 rooms so we could do training on a more experience-based focus, with a more experience-based focus. The third one was 4 rooms because 3 rooms wasn't enough to break up the experience, and that was NAMS 3, and we had 175. The last one we did in NAMS 9, I think we had 320 people there, still with 4 rooms. NAMS 10 in August is going to be, we're going to cap it at 500 people. We'll never go above 500 people, and we're going to 5 rooms this time. So we will have a lot of, and we now have about 40 instructors who show up at the workshop too, which is great. And we have kept that focus on people with relationships first and training first. Of course, you can buy product there too, but it really is focused on the training and relationships.
Let me back up and make sure everybody understands exactly what we've got going here.
Sure.
Okay, so they go to uncoveringexperts.com/David, and they can sign up for the weekly live training
right.
And to get, you know, some recordings of that for a limited time. Then you have the membership site where all of the recordings are archived. You have the forum, you have access to tools, and you're always adding stuff there, tons of value.
Right.
And then the workshop, as you call it, is your live event in Atlanta twice a year.
That's correct.
And we're looking at NAMM's 10 coming up, which will be the 10th event.
That's right.
So you've got all three of these areas going at once, and that's a lot to juggle. It's impressive, though. But let me brag up the NAMM's workshop in Atlanta a little bit more, because I think a lot of things make it really special. But one of the things that makes it the most special to me is that the instructors are there and they're learning as well. Because there are so many of us, we're sitting in the classrooms as well, learning from each other. And so we're available and accessible. It's not like some of the events in the past. And you've really revolutionized live events, in my opinion, because I've been to quite a few of them. And most of them, if you guys haven't been to these before, the kind that aren't like NAMM's, but that are the old-fashioned, the pitch fest, I felt like I needed to take a shower after every speaker, because at the end of every person that spoke, they would present a $1,000 to $10,000 product that you needed to succeed. And, you know, anybody that knows anything knows you don't need you can't possibly need everything in that day to succeed online.
Right.
You know, there were varying topics on, you know, becoming a best-selling author or learning AdSense. I mean, each one was a different topic, but every one ended with a very hard sale that either you buy this expensive product today or you're basically a moron and you will fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the reasons why I went to NAMM's, and I just fell in love with it, because the whole weekend was just about learning. It was about the experience and getting to know each other. And the instructors, I met so many people that I had looked up to for years and made great friendships. And most of the people that are on my podcast are people that I meet at NAMM's,
mm-hmm.
that I have met at NAMM's. And now finally I got to you, David. Hey, thanks for helping me make all those connections.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, somebody asked me not long ago how much money I thought had gone through NAMM's as where joint ventures were created there. And now that we have so many instructors, we've got 75 instructors total now, and about 40 at a time come to NAMM's. And I said, you know, there's no way that I could put a number on that, but my guess would be that it is multi-million. It's probably 2 to 3 million, maybe 4, at this point, where people have made joint venture opportunities that have made them a lot of money because of the people they've met at NAMM's, because the and a lot of it has turned out to be instructors with students. An instructor will see a student there and say, "This guy's got a good product," and off they go, and they work together and they make a lot of money together.
My guess would be multi-millions as well.
Yeah.
Just knowing some of the partnerships and joint ventures that have happened, and just getting people as affiliates there as well.
Yep.
I mean, you get to know other people and you want to tell your friends how awesome they are. And so, I mean, there's that affiliate relationship too.
So if there's something I'm good at, I've decided over the last couple of years, if there's something I'm good at, it's building containers. I'm not a great marketer. Everybody knows that. But I am I do a really good job at building containers to make other people successful. And I love that.
And you're also very good at your BSometer is good.
Yes, it is.
because you do attract warm, genuine, caring, smart people to NAMM.
Yep.
It's not like some of the crowds that I've been in where everybody's trying to outbrag each other and how awesome they are and, you know, going up with their elevator pitch and here's why you need me, throwing business cards around. I mean, it's genuinely about good people trying to get to know each other. And it's a big family reunion every time I show up. You just start hugging.
Yep. Well, and the other thing I'll say this too, and then I'll get off of my little soapbox about it. I haven't gone to very many events, to tell the truth, since I started my own, because I didn't see any out there that I really wanted to participate in,
mm-hmm.
Other than my own. And I've decided that for my own marketing, since I'm trying to improve my marketing capabilities, I need to get out and meet people. So I've started going to events. And
whose idea was that?
Yeah. Well, you pushed me. I know. It was my idea, but you pushed me.
Okay, continue.
And so the last one I went to, I got there, and we had just done a survey of our member population, our paying member population. And And what I found when I went to this live event was there was maybe half a dozen people there out of 150 that I even wanted to come to NAMMS, because it was a completely different crowd. It was the get-rich-quick kind of crowd. And what we attract are mostly women, about 65% women, mostly over 45, about 85% is over 45, and mostly serious. Most of these people have a business. They have they're looking for online income plans for their future. They're very serious about what they're doing, and I love it that we have. And the other thing that we've done is attract people from a values-based perspective. So, you know, you're not going to get cheated there. It just doesn't work.
Right. And, of course, this is where we always joke about you being the silver fox.
Oh, yeah.
Because all these women, 40 and up, flock to NAMMS, and I wonder why.
Yeah. Oh. I know. I don't see it, but thank you.
And you, I mean, it is obviously the trading, but I always have to tease you about that. All right, David. So getting back to the questions, what are some of the top three things that you've done to grow your business over the years?
Well, I'm a team builder. And the first two things I would say is that I have done a really nice job of building a team of instructors that everybody wants to be around. And some of these instructors were not well known before they came to NAMMS or became part of our MyNAMMS membership or our weekly live training crew. But they are the kind of people that everybody wants to know and everybody wants to be friends with. And when you go to Facebook and you find people flocking to people on Facebook because of their participation and their warmth, you'll probably find out that they have a connection with NAMMS too. One of the things that I've encouraged the instructors to do is recommend people like themselves. So I try very hard not to select instructors myself. I try really hard to make the instructors to have the instructors make referrals so that we get the right kind of people into NAMMS as instructors. And what that does consequently is make sure that we get the right kind of students too. So I've done a nice job, I think, of building this instructor team.
And you're very good, because if somebody refers someone to you to be a potential instructor, I mean, other than your own research, you'll ask around about this person's reputation and say, okay, you know, what have you heard about this person? You know, do they have the NAMMS heart?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We have started, and I've held off on this for a long time, but we've started recruiting sponsors too, who actually help us keep the price down for the workshop by paying for some of the other stuff that has to be paid for there. And truthfully, for the first 3 years of NAMMS, I was the person who was paying for all that. I still did consulting then, and I was actually subsidizing NAMMS myself. But now we have sponsors who do that, and the sponsors we're attracting are the same kind of people. And that's one of the things I'm really loving, is that we're getting sponsors who have that kind of heart and also the teaching. They really love the idea of teaching as well. So that's going to be an exciting new turn, I think, in the direction of NAMMS.
I'm excited to see it, because last time you just started having bigger sponsors. So this next NAMMS, I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out.
Me too.
Okay, so going back to the top three things you've done to grow your business. The first thing is build an incredible team of instructors.
Yep.
And we are pretty awesome.
You are pretty awesome. The second, and by the way, I love being part of that team. I mean, this is a dream for me, is to be able to hang out with these people. So because I have NAMMS, I have the ability to actually go in and say, would you like to be an instructor? Or they come to me, and or somebody else like you comes to me and recommends. I think you recommended Connie. And we got Connie into the system.
Yep.
You know, that was a huge plus. But the second thing that I would say is also building teams. Because NAMMS is so big on the back end, I have over the last 5 years, I've got some people that I've worked with for 5 years, I have built a really good support / programming / customer service / you know, implementation team. So we've got about 6 or 8 people who we work with on a regular basis, most paid, some not. We have good interns. I have a copywriter now who was an intern for 14 weeks, and she's now on monthly retainer for copywriting, for sales letter writing. And she does a great job. So, you know, that's one of the ways we find good people. We've done it the same way, really. And here's the benefit of finding good people. We got hacked about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and we were down for 6 weeks. And the team that I had on the back end came together. They dropped everything else that they were doing, and they worked like dogs for 6 weeks to build out, to clean every file on our site, to build out an entirely new secure platform and move everything back. And we just got the last piece of it up this week. And it's back, completely rebuilt from the ground up on the back end. And these guys really knew what they were doing and went right after it. The first 2 weeks of the whole site being down thing, I kind of went out and did other things. And I just let them run with it. And they knew what the marching orders were, and they just went off with it. And I only answered questions that needed to be answered. And, you know, it was an awesome team effort. And I loved that.
And most of the people on your team you found
through NAMS.
Through NAMS. They're people that have gone to the workshops or are in the active in the forum.
And a couple are instructors. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying not to giggle when you said big back end. Sorry. I got it written down with smiley faces all around it.
We've had a difficult morning so far, haven't we, Nicole?
We have. Okay, so what's the third thing of your top three things you've done to grow your business? So far, you've got build teams and build teams.
I know.
The first build teams is the instructors, and the second one is your staff.
So what do you think the third one is?
It's in front of me, so that's not fair.
Listens to my teams. And to the customers. So I think that that's the key element that is missing in most businesses is, besides marketing. If you're not marketing, that's number one missing element. Number two missing element is finding out what people want and asking questions and actually listening, taking the feedback, and then implementing what they say. You know, I mean, you have to evaluate the cost of an implementation of a suggestion versus the income. But sometimes the reward of making it easier for people is long-term. You're going to get the money in the long term, is my point. So when I first built the membership site, it was a mess because people couldn't figure out how to find whatever they could find. I kept saying there's all this great stuff in the membership, and they said, well, yeah, how do I find it? And so we went and looked, and we took suggestions. We got focus groups, and we ran things on design changes by our membership, and we listened to them, and they felt heard. And, you know, during that six-week downtime that I told you about, we had 15 members leave because we were down. And that's out of about 1,500. So, you know, you can't beat that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Okay. Well, what are some of the tools? I like talking about the tools that we use to run our businesses because, you know, they can make our lives so much easier to have something handle a job for us. So we'll talk about some free tools that you use. And then some paid tools that you use as well.
Sure.
If you'd like to share what's behind the scenes at NAMS, the empire.
Well, there are three things that I use all the time that's open on my desk almost all the time. And that's FileZilla, LastPass, and FreeMind. I was a late convert to LastPass. I used RoboForm for a long time. And I like RoboForm, but the reason I use LastPass now is because of the team. We need to be able to share some of the access points with some of our team.
Okay, and can you explain what LastPass is?
Sure, LastPass is a password manager. RoboForm and LastPass are probably the two leading password managers, so that if you have a lot of sites, a lot of memberships, a lot of access to other things, you need to keep separate and strong passwords. So, you know, one of the worst mistakes I ever made many years ago was using the same user ID and the same password for all of my activity. And once that got out and compromised, people could do anything they wanted to me. So I started using RoboForm at that time and using 14 to 26 sometimes length random characters as passwords, and I don't have to remember them. So that's what a password manager is for.
Yeah, that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. It's so dangerous, especially if you do it on Twitter or Facebook, because if you're using the same password on some membership site and that membership site gets hacked, then people can sell those username password combinations, and they do sell those. And so then people can go in and start accessing your other sites. And if they access your Twitter account for your business or your Facebook account and start spamming, that can be really bad for your business reputation as well.
Yep.
I mean, there are so many reasons to use very secure passwords. If you can remember it in your head and type it in, it's probably not secure enough.
Yep.
And if you use it on more than one site, it's definitely not secure. So a program like RoboForm or LastPass is absolutely essential for everybody that does any kind of transaction online, but especially for those of us that are an online business. It's absolutely crucial to be using secure and unique passwords for every site that you log into, which is why you need a tool like RoboForm or LastPass.
And I'm telling you, this is only getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my family, don't do passwords unless they are strong. You know, my wife, I have forced her to use RoboForm on her computer. She hates it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, you got to use this, because somebody is looking over your shoulder. Just imagine there's somebody on the other side of that screen watching you type it in, because it can be happening. We have a ton of security stuff on our computer, but that's not always enough. And I learned this the really hard way, because I got hacked many years ago, and Regina Smola, who is one of our instructors at NAMS and one of the best security people around now, I called her and said, Regina, I've been hacked and I need your help. And she came back in about 30 minutes and she said, David, is this your password? Boom, boom, boom. And I said, yeah, how did you know? And she said, it's all over the internet.
Mm.
Scared the bejesus out of me, because my bank was set up with that password.
Oh, David.
I know. I did every bad mistake with passwords that you could do. And at that moment, I had to go out and change like about 500 passwords, and I did them all with encrypted separate passwords at that point.
And another thing that you kind of alluded to, but I don't know if people know this, but there are viruses that can get on your computer that track your keystrokes.
Yep.
So if you type in www.paypal.com and then you're logging in using, you know, typing on the keyboard, there are viruses that can get on your computer that's sending that information out.
Yep.
To these hackers. So that's another reason why RoboForm or LastPass, you need a password manager, because it fills it in for you, so there aren't any keystrokes happening, the way I understand it anyway.
Absolutely. Those are called keyloggers, and they absolutely can be there. If you don't have malware bytes, some kind of antivirus software like AVG or Kaspersky or whatever you use, or Norton, on your computer, and I always use something called iTunes as well. Not iTunes.
I do too.
I don't ever use iTunes, by the way. I use TuneUp, PC TuneUp, to actually manage my registry and all that stuff, to clean cookies and do all that kind of thing as well. But even with that, there can be something turned off on your computer that you've downloaded, and then someday it'll get by all of that stuff, and someday it is timed to be turned on. And so it can be turned on your computer, and you wouldn't know it. So it's still really important. And the key about LastPass and RoboForm, like you said, is you don't have to key it in. You can just click the button, and it fills it in.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's about as silly as taking a Sharpie and writing your PIN on the back of your ATM card.
Yeah.
So definitely do that, guys. Okay, so you said FileZilla.
Yes.
What is FileZilla?
FTP program. And I actually switched to FileZilla this year because they improved it so much with secure backends. It's a free FTP program.
And what is FTP?
FTP,
David?
Is File Transfer Protocol. And what that is a program that you can move files from your computer to your server on the internet, or to Amazon S3, or to any of the other places where you put your files on the internet. And,
okay, so like if you write an ebook, then you would put it up with FileZilla,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure everybody listening understands that.
Absolutely. And the reason I use that so much, by the way, is a lot of the pages that I create for my website in WordPress are actually files that are pulled into those WordPress pages, so that I can create them in one spot and we change them and they get pulled in automatically. So we use FileZilla.
Like all of your webinar recordings.
Yeah, Exactly.
All those movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and you mentioned FreeMind. Can you tell us about FreeMind?
Mind mapping software. Your friend and mine, Bob Jenkins, taught me about FreeMind. And FreeMind has been revolutionary for me because I can capture ideas. I'm a big idea guy. I capture ideas in FreeMind, and they lay there until I'm ready to use them, and then you just kind of grab them and move them around, and you start creating branches on your mind map. Now, a mind map to me is kind of like computerized doodling.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get a piece of paper, and I would draw I know you don't want to hear this, but I would draw processes on a piece of paper.
No!
And so now with a mind map, I can actually just do branches off, and if it starts getting complicated, I can bust it off in a new branch just by dragging it to something else, and it really helps you formulate an idea. What I'm using it for now, though, I love, is that we're doing these for our insiders group, which is our members plus kind of group. We're doing a 4 to 6 hour workshop every month, and then we do 3 Q&As that follow up on that topic. So for yesterday, we did 4 hours of list building, and we started with a mind map, and I used my 6 steps to implementation as the format for the mind map, and we fill it out as we go. And when we're done, I convert it to an HTML or a Word document, and they have a checklist.
Nice.
So the mind map creates product for me now, and I love that.
You know, for those creative types out there listening right now, I cannot use FreeMind. I just absolutely can't use it for brainstorming. So what I do is I doodle on paper to get my thoughts out of my head onto paper, and then I put it into FreeMind so that it's still organized, and I get the advantages of having it in FreeMind, and I can forget about it, and it's stored, and everything's clickable, and I can drag things around and change it. But for the actual process of figuring out my thoughts and getting them out, I can't put them directly into the computer, so I write them down first. So that's another option for you guys. If you stare at FreeMind like I used to, going, I don't get it. How do these people use this software? I can't think this way.
You know, I'm going to make a suggestion to you.
Yes, do.
Not about this. FreeMind thing, but I would suggest sometime you have a panel on for your podcast so we talk about our favorite free tools, because as we're talking about this, a bunch are coming into my mind.
Ooh, we will do that. Challenge accepted.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, and guys, you can go to the show notes where you're listening to this, or if you're listening in iTunes, leave a quick review, give me a thumbs up, and then head over to my blog, NicoleOnTheNet.com, and there are the show notes there and links to all the stuff David's talking about, so you can check it all out. So if you're in your car or anything, all you have to do is remember NicoleOnTheNet.com, and when you get to that blog post, there will be a link to UncoveringExperts.com/David to get his weekly live training. There'll also be links to the event in Atlanta that I'll be at, so you can sign up, show up, and
participate.
Get to know
a
little bit better, participate, and learn. Okay, let's move on to your paid tools.
Sure.
What are some of the paid tools that you use?
So the first one is GoToWebinar. These are paid tools that you said that I can't live without, right?
Right, that you totally rely on in your business. And what is GoToWebinar?
GoToWebinar is a kind of a video meeting place where I can put up a PowerPoint presentation or invite somebody to put up a PowerPoint presentation, and we will have a discussion or a training session based around that PowerPoint, or go look at websites. I use it to create product because we create this webinar every week. That thing I was telling you yesterday, today about what we did yesterday on the list building product creation, we did that in GoToWebinar. Where I showed people how to use the mind maps, and we went and looked at different websites, and basically we created a video product. Now, GoToWebinar, I just renewed for me yesterday, so it was $948 for the year, and I bet I'm sure that I've made over $100,000 a year because I have GoToWebinar. That's directly attributable to GoToWebinar.
So GoToWebinar is what you use to actually hold your weekly live training events.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And people get a login and the ability to listen and ask questions and participate live.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what's your next one, your next page tool?
Now, these are things, this is some things I can't live without. So I just looked at my computer and I thought, what do I open every day and what's really important to me? And this one people may not know about. It's called As You Type.
What is it, David?
It is a if you are ever on a GoToWebinar meeting or any of my webinars with me, you might see me type in something like U period NW, and then all of a sudden the URL appears. So that's a code that I've put into As You Type that is a short code basically. It's a shorthand for longer things. For example, my signature for all of my emails is Peace and Prosperity, David Perdue, Niche Affiliate Marketing System, and then my address information, my URLs, and then there's a piece at the bottom that is a paragraph about sometimes I get paid as an affiliate and one of these products may be an associate with. It's that FTC compliance that we do. All of that is like, 150 words, let's say, maybe 100. That the code that I use in As You Type is SIG, S-I-G, close bracket. And all of that full populates wherever I type it.
Very cool.
So this is a tool that I open every morning, first thing when I open my computer, and it just saves me an enormous amount of time. I even have code snippets. I'm not a programmer anymore. I used to be at one point, but I'm not a programmer anymore, and so one of the things that I have difficulty with is using a div tag. And I'm not going to explain what a div tag is, but it's incredibly ubiquitous in all of your in all of your pages and everything. And so it's like a container where you can determine whether you put a picture on the left or a picture on the right or keep it centered or whatever it is. I can't remember the code for the life of me, so I copied it into this. And whenever I type float right, it does exactly what I want it to do.
Oh, is that ever cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool. Now, the one I always forget is the just the link, the A space
yeah.
href equals, yeah, that one.
That's so, in there as well.
I bet. That's cool.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yep. And it's
what's
cheap,
another,
by the way.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Less than 50
I'll
bucks.
Check that out. What's another one of your paid tools that you can't live without?
Well, I wrote down here Gary Cornelis was, but he's not a tool, but he's my programmer. I can't live without my programmer. So
Gary is pretty awesome.
Gary is awesome, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Gary. Without Gary, we don't have a website anymore. We don't have one that does what I want it to do, let's say that.
And call him a tool at the same time.
Yeah, not calling him a tool. I'm calling him an asset. He's an asset.
You're calling him an extremely valuable part of your business.
That's right. Go Try This is my next one. Go Try This is a URL shortener, basically. So I use nams.ws for everything. So if I send you to to one of your things, one of your webinars, let's say, it might be nams.ws/Nicole. And that would take you to a long affiliate URL for your site. Well, for example, nams.ws/easyplr, all lowercase, goes to, it's my affiliate link to your EasyPLR system.
Oh, cool.
And I use it all the time. I have over 3,500 links in there. And you can do a search, and it tracks your traffic. It shows you how many people have clicked on it in the last 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, all time. And it will show you if you do a nams.ws/easyplr-newsletter, the hyphen newsletter is a campaign, and it'll tell me how many people clicked on it from that campaign. Now, if I only use that campaign in the newsletter, that means I'm getting traffic from the newsletter.
Right.
So that really helps me understand where traffic's coming from.
It allows you to see what people are responding to.
That's right.
In a better way. I love that.
And in fact, you can use that in your emails to see if it's more appropriate. You can always do nams.ws/easyplr-1 for the top email link. If I use it 3 or 4 times, then I would just number them down through the email and see which one people click on.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right. And you've got one more for us?
Dropbox.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't live without Dropbox. I had the free Dropbox for a while, and I quickly upgraded to, I think it's $199 a year.
Something like that, yeah.
For, what is it, 200 gigabytes? And I'm nowhere close to filling it up, but I think I'm like at 30%. But I have, all my team has Dropbox access, and we work in it all the time. So that's how we update product, how we update plans and tasks, and we put I've got a guy in England who is building sales pages for me now, and he drops it in Dropbox so I can take a look at it.
Perfect.
Yep, that's how we share stuff.
Yeah, and you guys, I have a tutorial on Dropbox that I'll put the link with the show notes as well, so you can see how I use it, because it does take a little bit of finagling. A lot of people use it wrong. So be sure to watch that.
I did. That really helped me when I was getting started with Dropbox.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, well, what's a mistake that you've made in your time that you've learned from? Just one.
Yeah, well, there isn't just one. But I think the biggest mistake I made was that I kind of followed the Field of Dreams model. You know, build it and he will come.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt like that if I provided a solution, that somehow through osmosis that people were going to find out about it. And I really focused for the first several years of my business on building great product and a great membership site and a great workshop. And I was very shy about telling people about it. I don't really like to kind of stand in the spotlight very much. But what I love to do now is see people who are shining because of it, you know, so people who learn and are successful, I love spotlighting them. And so we're doing a lot more of that. So, you know, now I've kind of come, I jokingly said, now I believe that we have this build it in a mobile home kind of thing, because we got to take it to them.
I love it.
And that's all about, it's all about marketing. I mean, you can build it forever, but if you don't tell people about it, they don't know that you have it.
Right. I always say that marketing and money both start with the same letter, and that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. You've got to market it. You've got to tell people what you've got, especially because you've got to be proud of it. But a lot of that comes back to confidence, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have the confidence in what you're offering, and I think that, you know, over the years, you've built something that you're extremely proud of, and you're able to go out there and confidently tell people what you've got now more than initially, especially when you first launched the membership site. And it was indeed
a mess.
I'd be on Skype with you going, David, I can't find it. I can't find it. How do I get there? And then you'd give me a short link. And I'm like, well, thank you for the short link, but not everyone's going to be talking to you trying to find it. So we got to make it so everybody...
I was just trying to get you off my back, though. That's all.
The truth is out. Okay, so going back to success, would you say there's a tipping point that got you to success? And if so, what would you say that is?
There was. You know, I told you about the Corey Rudel thing that I was doing. And in the very beginning, and I decided that I wanted to do this. But I wasn't really sure about all the hype. I wasn't really sure that the internet was something that was going to pan out. And this was 2004, 2005. And
you weren't sure the internet was going to pan out?
Well, I wasn't sure that it was going to pan out for small business guys like me.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was here for good. But I wasn't sure that it wasn't going to be taken over by the big corporate types and that we could compete on a level playing field, right? And if anything, that was proven that not only can we compete, but the playing field is incredibly level as a small business person on the internet.
And actually, we have a lot of advantages over big companies.
Many, many, many advantages. Mm-hmm. We move fast. They don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Lightning fast.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
So the turning point for me was when I decided that I was just there had to be a lot of people like me out there who were wondering. You know, and I had been in the journalism world, so I liked writers and photographers particularly, and I knew they had great content, and I knew that they usually had a good message. And I had something that I had wanted to write and decided I would write an ebook about it. And so what I did was post an ad on Writer's Digest online and on a site called AbsoluteWrite.com. That's Absolute, WRITE.com. These were two ads. Cost me about $600. And within 2 weeks, I had 650 people signed up to a list to follow me in the creation of my first product.
Oh, really?
So all I was going to do was show them on a daily basis for 60 days what I was doing to create this product and how I would market it and make money from it. And I said right up front, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if I can do this. I've never done this. But what I'll do is expose it all to you, what I learned and what the mistakes were. And so I got 650 people signed up to this thing, and I would say probably at least 50 are still on the list from that very first thing. And I get comments from those people who went through that program that just loved it. And the book that came from that was called Bad Dad, 10 Keys to Regaining Trust. It was about a period in my life where my kids, for like 10 years, I had really strained relationships with my kids. It was after a bad divorce and all of that. And so what I had to do was rebuild the trust with those kids to get them back into my life. And this book is about how I did that. And I did, and we have great relationships now. In fact, my daughter works for me.
And she's an awesome person.
She is an awesome person.
Yeah.
So anyway, the turning point for me was actually completing that and seeing that I had raving fans because of the way that I did that. And I thought, you don't have to be the expert. What you have to be is willing to become an expert and show people along the way and take them with you.
Ooh, I like that.
So that's what I did.
And it worked.
It worked. And you know what? I still do it today. Yesterday's workshop that we did on list building is attached to a 30-day challenge. We're going to do a 30-day challenge starting next Wednesday on list building for those members and anybody else that buys into that product. And, you know, I'm not a list building expert, but by the end of 30 days, I'm going to be, because I have these goals, huge goals. In the 30 days, I want to increase my list by 1,000%. That's a lot. And I also want to double my revenue within that 30 days. So we'll see if that happens.
Go you!
Yeah.
Awesome. I may have to look at that.
Yep.
That sounds like a great challenge. I love challenges when you've got a set number of days,
mm-hmm.
and you know you've got to get it accomplished. Oh, and I'll be seeing you in the middle of the challenge because we've got our destined
get
together.
We do.
Yeah. Yep. And going back to your log home, I have been to David's house. His lovely wife made us food, and we did some brainstorming there and did a little hike.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet his puppies. Mm-hmm. And that mobile home, or not mobile home, log home. Can you build a mobile home with your hands? His log home is three stories, and it is absolutely beautiful. And to see that and know he built it by himself is amazing. And that's a log home, not a mobile home.
Not
the mobile home is for your marketing,
right.
Your marketing analogy.
That's right. And the, okay. No, by the way, Nicole, since you were here, we now have a lake. We got a dam and have a lake now. So
I heard. So it's going to be harder for us to get across that now, huh?
It will be.
Are you going to build a bridge?
I'm going to have to do something.
So you can access the rest of your land.
That's right.
Now, David, you only have 9 minutes left, right?
Okay.
Before you have another meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll buzz through these last couple questions so you can make that meeting. I so appreciate everything that you've shared with us so far.
Sure.
And guys, I'm going to remind you again to go to uncoveringexperts.com/David, and you can sign up for those free weekly live training calls, or actually webinars. You get to see the screen, too, and see, you know, examples of what people are doing. Okay, so what advice would you give to your mother, your sister, or in your case, your daughter, to help them succeed online?
So because my daughter works for me, I give her advice every day about this, and the advice is focus on the money. When I was in the newspaper business, I ran out to the city desk one day, and I was talking to the managing editor, and I was very angry because we hadn't run a story that I thought was really important. And I was kind of the noble journalist. That was the mindset that I had. And the managing editor said, "What's our number one job, David?" And I said, "Our number one job is to provide the news and to be the eyes and ears of the people, because we're out there for the people." And she said, "Our number one job, David, is to stay in business." And so that was kind of a aha moment for me. And that's what the advice is I give to my daughter and everybody else is, your number one job is to stay in business.
That's great. Focus in on what makes the money. Definitely.
Okay.
All right. So the last question, Aaron, second to last question, is if you had to rebuild your business from scratch with no list, no contacts, nothing, how would you rebuild tomorrow if you had less than $100 to do it?
Don't think I could do it.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I don't think I could do it if I have to rebuild it tomorrow. I could start it tomorrow, mm-hmm. but it would be the same process that I've done already, and that is build contacts. Because I can't do it alone. The thing that I have learned is I'm just never, ever going to be able to do this alone. I have to build relationships and contacts, because that's where not only do I get the encouragement, but I also get the relationships that drive more people into my business. So I can do it in a longer period, but I wouldn't be able to crank it up tomorrow.
So if you were to lose everything except for your contacts, then you could rebuild, but the kicker in that question was that you were also losing all of your contacts.
That's it.
Gotcha. And before we ask the final question, I'm going to remind everybody one more time to go check out the show notes at NicoleOnTheNet.com so you can get links to everything we've talked about, and also to go sign up for that weekly live training at UncoveringExperts.com/David. If you think David's offered just a little bit of value, you really got to go over there. And if you don't think he's offered you some value, then you're crazy.
And you're probably still here.
Then I was going to say, just go away. Because Tim Shaw's been awesome. How's that for honesty? All right. So the last question, David, is what's something that's working in your business right now that you can tell us about?
Well, the weekly life training is working. We have about 1,970 people registered for that every week. Now, we have a lot fewer that attend, but it's really working, because the training that we give is from excellent instructors, and they stay focused on training. So when you leave, you have something to implement immediately. So the weekly live training is really working for us, and it's a great list builder for me, and it's also a great relationship builder for me.
That's fabulous, and I think it's great. And the other thing is that you didn't mention is that your affiliates, like me, uncoveringexperts.com/David is my affiliate link, obviously. You know, affiliates want to help you build your list and want to send people into that weekly live training because it's valuable, plus
lifetime
you
pack.
Have lifetime cookies. So anytime somebody goes to that weekly live training, signs up, and then buys something through their account, you know, even 5 years from now, I'll get credit for that sale. So it's definitely valuable for us as affiliates as well. So you get the traffic, you've got the content, you've got the traffic coming to you from your affiliates, you've got the list growing. I mean, it's got everything that you need, really.
You know, and you figured that out last year or year before really well. I think it was last year that between April 1st, I just figured this out kind of when I was poking around in my data, that between April 1st and September 22nd, you made money every day from us except for 5 days as an affiliate.
Yes.
And you didn't promote heavy. It was just sending things to the NAMS live training and to the workshops.
Right. I didn't promote daily. No,
that's
definitely.
What I mean. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I promoted probably once or twice a month. I'd mail out about the weekly live training, let people know what the call was about, and make sure that they went and signed up for it. But yeah, I made money every day for those however months that was, except for 5 days.
Yep.
We looked back through the records. And the other thing is that I told David one day, and he likes to mention this, is that every time David sends out an email, I make money because I see sales start to come in.
That's right.
For people that are tracked to me over the years.
Right.
So it's definitely a great affiliate program. And once you sign up at the uncoveringexperts.com/David link, too subtle, sign up for the weekly live training, and then you can also become an affiliate. once you log into your account. So you can send people there too. Let people know about the calls. Let them know you're going to be on the calls, listening to them. And then when people buy stuff down the road, then you can make some money too.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, David, I know you've got to go. You've got another call. So is there anything final you'd like to say before we wrap up?
Just that we continue changing all the time, that we continue listening and we continue, you know, one of the things we did this year that I love that's working really well too is that we added this insiders group. And not only is it helping me build additional product and giving great training, but the relationships I'm building in this insiders group is just awesome. These are people who pay a little extra money and they get a lot more personal activity from us and instructors because we drag them in. And it's just really good. I love these people who are so serious about it.
That's excellent. Yep. I'm glad that's working well for you.
Yep.
Well, guys, you've been listening to me, Nicole Dean, from NicoleOnTheNet.com, and you've been hearing all about my good friend David Perdue, UncoveringExperts.com/David, one last time to get that out there. And I appreciate you so much for sticking around to the end of the call. I hope you've gotten value from this. If you have, please go to iTunes and give us a thumbs up, give us a good rating, and also leave a comment on the blog and let me know what you've been up to. David Perdue, you are a rock star, and I'm so thankful to have you in my life.
Thank you. You too.
And listeners, you are rock stars too. Come back soon for the next episode. Bye.
Bye.